Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Mem in Maseches Erevin. It is a fun daf. We deserve it. We've been working very, very hard in Erevin. This is what they call in the yeshivas a geshmak daf. We're going to pick up, start two lines from the bottom. But what we're going to do is remind ourselves first about a case that we had on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara had told us that there was a Bar Tovya. Tetz and Sadi are often interchangeable. So Bar Tovya means a Tzvi. Tavya is a Tzvi. It was a Tzvi that was captured on the first day of Yom Tov. Now, what's the halacha? Now, if you recall, last couple of dapim, I'm learning now with the young Talmid Chacham Rav Beit Shemesh. You guys remember? Then the last couple of dapim, you had a basic question when you have 2 days Yom Tov. What's a suffix, Menachem? Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. Excellent. So we have a suffix whether you view them as one Kedusha, those 2 days, or two Kedushas. Just by the way, to clarify, they're really two separate Shailas. One is how you look at Rosh Hashanah, and the other is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. You could hold, for example, that Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis as being two different Kedushas, as we learned in yesterday's daf. So now the Gemara has a discussion. Wait a second. If those who held that the Tzvi that was captured on the first day of Yom Tov, now on the first day of Yom Tov, everybody agrees based on the Gemara and Beitza that you're not going to be able to use it. Why? Because of Muktzah. You can't use something that was captured on Shabbos or Yom Tov. However, what about the second day? What's going to be the halach in regards to the second day? So on that front, that might depend on whether Yoni here, whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi continues about this Shaila. Two lines in Bottom Lamed Tes Amud Beis. L'didi Amali Ameima Hu Bar Tavya Lav Istzude Istzid. It wasn't a Shaila at all that it had been captured on the first day of Yom Tov. Elo michutz l'tchum also was a totally different shaila. The tzvi had come from outside of the chum. Mat tchum. Oh, so now we don't even necessarily need to discuss 1 day or 2 days. It's not even dependent how you look at 1 day or 2 days. What's a halacha in regards to having hanah from something that comes out of the tchum? What's the shaila? Mandoch al savar habo bishvil Yisrael. The halach is a gemara mifureshes that you're not allowed to derive benefit. In the end of Beitza, a lot of our gemaras have been discussing the Mishnayis in the end of Maseches Beitza. So the Mishnah tells us that you're not allowed to have benefit from something that was brought from outside the tchum. However, that's only something that was brought from outside of the tchum on behalf of the Jew, even by a goy. But what happens if the Jew brings it? The guy brought it for another Jew. Maybe the halach is that's going to be a mutter. If he brought it for one Jew, it's mutter for another Jew. Since the guy brought it intentionally for a Jew. So once he's bringing it for one Jew of the Reish Kalusa, Reish Kalusa used to host many, many Rabbanon. So then in such a case, it's going to be a problem of bringing from outside of the Tchum. Asks the Gemara, Va'ashkeche, Rav Sheshes, the Rabbi Shmuel. But what about the fact that Rav Sheshes saw Rabba Bar Shmuel, and he asked him what the halacha was. So the Gemara says, Lo hayidvar me'olam, that give and take, that we have 5-6 lines from the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis never happened, and therefore that where he said 5 lines from the bottom that Rabbi Yosi is Maida by Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golias, that it's too Kedushas, that conversation never happened, and therefore we don't know whether we could be Mekel on, let's say, Beitza Shenol Deb Yom Tov on the first day of Yom Tov for the second Yom Tov. Period. We now begin a new topic. Ahu lifta. There was a type of vegetable, dasla mechuza, that was brought to mechuza. Nafik Rava, chazia de kemisha. Rava saw that it was good and it was going to spoil. In other words, now was the right time to eat it. It was ripe. So shara Rava lemizbe minei. Rava, who always used to buy from this Gentile who had now brought it in to the Tchuman Yom Tov, he allowed it to be used. Omar, he said, Havadai me'etmol nekra. It was definitely cut off yesterday. In other words, if the guy cut it off on Shabbos Yom Tov, the halach is that you're not allowed to have Hana. So Rava says, no problem. The guy must have, I'm sure that I see by the way how ripe it is, that the guy already did what? That the right guy had cut it off already yesterday. So the Gemara asks, my Amrit, seems to be saying it's mutter. What's he saying? Michutz l'tchum asya. It was brought from outside of the tchum. So how could it possibly be that it's mutter? I've got another problem that's coming from outside the tchum. Answers the Gemara, hacha b'shvil Yisrael zeh, mutter lechol Yisrael acher. The halacha is, habba, not hacha. Right? In your Gemara, my Gemara, it's rubbed out a little bit. Habba b'shvil Yisrael zeh, mutter lechol Yisrael acher. If one guy cuts it off, for a Jew, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that another Jew is allowed to use it. The only time it's usher is if the guy cuts it off for you. But if the guy didn't cut it off for you, he cut it for another Jew, the halacha is that it's mutter. Kol shekein hai, and certainly in this case, the adaita the nachri also, it was brought even for goyim, wasn't even brought for yidin. Kiv nechazi the kamapish umaisa lehu aser lehu. Since they saw that there were many goyim who were doing this, then it's clear that they're bringing it on behalf of the Yisrael. And since they were bringing it on behalf of the Yisrael, then that's a simin that it's going to be osur. Yes, Davi, what's your question?
It's for a different guy.
Right.
And the way came in Jordan, and the guy didn't want it. Awesome.
Not a problem. Right. Not a problem. If it's a case he cut it off for one, for another guy, then in such a case it's not going to be a problem. Mark continues, 12 lines from the top of Memon Alf. Hani bnei ganina, to gozlu asa biyomtiv sheni luurta. There were these gardeners that cut off hoshanas for a chuppah on the second day of yomtiv. Sharilu Ravina la ruche bela alter. Ravina allowed them to use it immediately, to make the chasana and use it immediately. Matzah yomtiv. You should make it aser because the people who are making the suda are not Bnei Torah. And since they were not Bnei Torah, we're afraid that they're going to come themselves to start doing these things themselves on Yom Tov. Not only the guy is going to do it. Maskev lo Rav Shmaya, time of day in Bnei Torah, we could be medayek that the only problem was that they were not Bnei Torah. Ha Bnei Torah shari, but if Bnei Torah it's mutter. The halacha is, and this is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that if the guy is doing a malacha on behalf of the Yisrael, so then in such a case, unless there's a special tzarech mitzvah, you even have to wait for the time that it takes for the malacha to get done. You're not allowed to have hana immediately. In other words, it's a knas. It was a knas that we did this way. A Jew should not get any advantage of instructing a guy on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it should be Asur, because of Chdei Shiyasu. Asur Shailu Ele Rava, Amelhu Beinim Chdei Shiyasu. They asked Rava, and Rava said, Einach Hanami, you need to wait, Bechdei Shiyasu, and it's a mistake to think that it's mutter straight up. Okay, now we begin the topic about Tfilah on Rosh Hashanah. Let's go back and look back in our Mishnah. On Lamites Amid Aleph, we had the opinion of Adaisa Ben Horkinus. Let's read this inside, about five lines before the end of the Mishnah. Abdaisa Ben Horkinus Omer, Ha'ever Lefnei Ateva B'yom Tev Shal Rosh Hashanah, if somebody davens for the Yomud, Ha'Rosh Hashanah Omer, Hachlitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh. That's interesting Lashon. And then also he says, he makes a Tanai, Im Hayoyim Im Lemachar. Well, the Macher who Omer Mayom Imemesh, right? Because Rosh Hashanah is really one day Rosh Chodesh, not 2 days Rosh Chodesh. We keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah because of a suffix. So he would say a very funny thing. We don't have such a thing in our tefillah. He would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us, Rosh Chodesh mi mizareis us, whatever mizareis means. We discussed that yesterday. Be mizareis us on Rosh Chodesh. Oh, by the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if today's Rosh Chodesh. And if it's not, it's a keilu in the tefillah, they would say that. So Gemara analyzed Amar Rava Kavina Bei Ravuna Iboilon. Maula Haskishosh Chosh Rosh Hashanah. What is Allah? Do we mention? By the way, do the young Talmidim remember if we do mention Rosh Chosh Rosh Hashanah? Don't remember. Or no? Don't remember. Anybody remembers? The answer is we don't. We don't mention it. So what's the halacha about mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah? Kivan de chalukim bin musafin amrina. Do we say that we should mention it because it gets a different carbon musaf. Odilma zichron echad ola lukan ulukan. Or do we say that there's one zikaron that works for everything, right? Because the bracha that we make is zoicher abris, right? So that zoicher goes for everything. It goes for Rosh Chodesh and it goes for Rosh Hashanah. Question mark. Amerlon, three lines before the Y. Tinitur, Rabbi Daisa Omer, Hoylefnei Ateva. What do we learn? That what Rabbi Daisa says, that you do say it. My lav lahaskir, loy lahasnois. Says the Gemara, we could bring a raya from the fact that Gemara says that Rabbi Daisa added it. And they didn't, Chacham didn't like it. My lav lahaskir, what they didn't like was mentioning it. And that's the reason why the Chacham were not happy. So what do we see? So we see that the halacha is that you don't mention loy lahasnois. No, we're talking about the Tanai. What Tanai does it mean, young men? What Tanai are we talking about? That I'm saying this tefillah if today's excellent. If today is Rosh Chodesh, my love, ask it on asses. The Gemara continues. Hachi nami mistabra. It is mistaber. It's logical that the Chachamim and Rabbi Dosa are disagreeing in regards to lahasnos. But when it comes to lahaskir, so then in such a case, the Chacham will be moda to Rabbi Dosa that your maskir in Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh as well. Midiktani v'braisa v'chein hoy Rabbi Dosa osa b'rosh echadoshim shel kol hashana kula v'lo hodulu. The braisa speaks about that Rabbi Dosa says this for all Rosh echadoshim of the entire year. Now, i'amrit b'shlem lahasnos, if we're going to say that was talking about lahasnos, so then it makes sense, mishum hachi lo hodulu. That was the case that they didn't agree. El i'amrit lahaskir, but if you're going to say it's lahaskir, if the issue is simply being maskir, Amailo Hodulo, why would the Chacham not disagree? Everybody agrees that if the subject is, as in the Braisa, Rosh Echadoshim Kol Hashana, that you are maskir, must be that they're disagreeing in regards to Lahasnos. Asks the Gemara, Vela Mai Lahasnos Lamali. So if we're going to say that the issue is Lahasnos, so then why is it Lamali the Flugi Bitarti? Why do they need to disagree in two places? Both in regards to Rosh Hashanah and in regards to Rosh Chodesh, both in the Mishnah and the above Braisa. Says the Gemara Tzricha, the Yashmina Rosh Hashanah, we would have only had our Mishnah by Rosh Hashanah, Havamina Bahakarmi Rabbanan Dilo. That the Rabbanan only say that you're not Mas on Rosh Hashanah, Mishum Da'asa Zuzebe, because you'll come to be Mizalzel in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Abba Rosh Chodeshim Kol Hashanah Kula, Im Modele Reb Dosa. But on Rosh Hashanah, maybe they'd be moda to Reb Daisa, and they would be able to make a Tanai. V'yitmar Baha, and if it only said by Rosh Chodesh, the regular Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Hashanah, Bakam Rabbi Daisa, maybe only Rabbi Daisa over there says you're able to say a Tanai. Aval Bahakma, it comes to Rosh Hashanah because there's more of a reason to say that there's Kedusha Achas, a Mimodul Rabbanim, maybe they would agree to Rabbanim. Sricha, we need both cases. Meisive, the Gemara asks the following kasha, two lines from the bottom. Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out in Shabbos, Be'Shamei or Mispal Eser, you say 10 brachos. Be'Silah or Mispal Teisha. V'Im Isa, and if you held that the halach is that Rosh Chodesh gets its own zikaron on Rosh Hashanah, so then Be'Shamei or Machas Esrei, then you need one more bracha, then you should have 11. Rashi explains how we get 9, 10, or 11. That Beis Hillel says 9, because he holds that you have the two brachas of Shabbos and Yom Tov together. However, Beis Shammai holds that you separate, you have one bracha of Shabbos, one bracha of Yom Tov. How do we do a Rabosa like Beis Hillel? Right? We do Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yom HaZikaron, right? And if you that Rosh Chodesh would have its own, so then the halach is that it gets 11. Mimi sebe shamei chasrim boilei frek the Gemara. Amar Rav Zeira on the top of Mem Amabez. Shani Rosh Chodesh mitok shekolo v'shachris v'arvis. Rosh Chodesh is different since you already included it in the morning and the evening. Kolo nami b'musafin. It's already included in the musafin.
Why does it say that
Umi islu lebeishamay called us. Does Beishamay say that you could ever include it? Beishamay said that you have to separate Shabbos and Yom Tov. Maybe you should also have to separate Rosh Chodesh as well. For Tanya, Rosh Chodesh shechalas b'Shabbos. Shamay mispalim shmona. Beishamay says on Rosh Chodesh it gets its own bracha, and you're not even kolel Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Beishamay holds you don't kolel Shabbos and Yom Tov. They get two separate brachas, and also when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't get included in any of the other brachas, it gets a separate bracha. So we have a difficulty. Why would it be that according to Beishamai, you don't make 11 brachas on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah? If that's so then what would emerge is that's a raya that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. We continue 5 lines at the top of Mem on the base. The koilel atzmai tanoyen, and the truth is, this whole issue of koilel, whether you include in one bracha different concepts, that's machlokes tanoyen. The same we learn in Brisa, Shabbos shechal yos b'Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos that falls out on Rosh Chodesh, oy b'chol shel moed, or fell on chol moed, arvis shachris u'mincha mispal kedarkoi sheva. Right? On Shabbos, we daven 7 brachas. By the way, that sounds familiar to all of you, right? What's halacha Shabbos Rosh Chodesh in the morning? What do? Everything's regular, except Yalvi Avoy. That's what we do. That's why you see the small bays over here. However, once upon a time, it wasn't so pashut. Tanoi, there were Tanoim, well, differently. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't say in Avoida by Ritzeh, but you say it in Hoida, that's by Moedim, after Hamachzir Shkenasa Letzion, after Moedim. V'im lo yomer Machzir Nice, and if you don't say, you have to go back. U'm Musafin, Maschuba Shel Shabbos, U'm Messiahim Shel Shabbos, V'im Kedusha Sayoim Be'emtza, and they would say a separate brach of Kedusha Sayoim Be'emtza. Reb Shimon Gamliel, excuse me, you say the bracha of the Kedushas Hayoim with Shabbos itself, but you mention both them. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan, Breitkleimer, Kol Mokum Shezakuk L'Sheva, any time that you're supposed to make 7 brachas, Maschul B'Shel Shabbos, Masayim B'Shel Shabbos, V'Omer Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza. You say Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza. So what do we see? We see that there's a big issue of whether you're Koilel. It's true. So we see from the opinion of the Tanakhama Rabbi Eliezer that we're not concerned about always putting Rosh Chodesh in, and we're not kolel Rosh Chodesh in Shabbos, Arvis, and Mincha. Says the Gemara, my Havala, what's going to be in regards to our original Shaila? Says Rashi, 8 lines in. What's halach about mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah? My Havala, what's the halacha going to be? Amar Rav Chizda Zichron Echad Olakan Ulakan. We follow the side that says that one Zikaron goes in both directions, that you could use one zikaron. V'chein Amar Rabba also said zikaron echad ola l'lekan u'lekan, and therefore we don't mention on Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh. Gemara continues with the 2 dots. V'amar Rabba ki'avina bei Ravuna. When I was by Ravuna, Yiboylon, I asked him the following shayla. Ma'u loymer. Here's where the Geshmaka Gemara really starts. What's the halacha about saying zman be Rosh Hashanah be Yom HaKippurim? Do we make a bracha of Zman or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim? What should jump out to you about Shechiyonu, we mean? What should jump out to you about Yom Kippur? Of course, when would you say Zman, right? Normally we say it in Kiddush. Oh, so we know that we make it in Kol Nidre. Very good, Gavi. But the Gemara, it starts out in a very different place. Kiman the Zman l'Zman Asi. On the one hand, since it comes from time to time, so that's a reason to say, maybe the only time he says Shech Yanu is by the Shalish Regalim. They didn't have the answer. When the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehuda came, they said, we even say it when we get a new vegetable. Nami Amin is man. So certainly, if you say it when you get a new vegetable, certainly when it's a Yom Tov. Amalei, Rishus, lo kami boile. No, I'm not talking about a Rishus. Ki kami boile, chayva, is there a chiyu to say the Shechiyon? Umay, what's halach? Amalei, Rav Shmuel, Dami Tarvayu, Ein Eimer, Zman, Ela B'Shalish Rigon. Rav Shmuel said that you don't say Zman on the Shalosh Regalim. Meisivi, I'll ask you a following question. The pasuk in Kohelet says, ten chelik l'shiva. It's a very, very cryptic pasuk. Pasuk says, give a chelik to the seven, the gam l'shmoina, and to the eight. So the truth is, in my heart of hearts, I'm not 40 years old yet, but I just gave away my age to, part of my age, to young men. But when I was a child, elderly people never gave away their age. But my son says he figured it out anyhow. But I haven't learned Kabbalah, but I would bet this pasuk in Kohelet has Kabbalah. Because it's not clear what the words mean. Ten chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina. Anyhow, so how do we understand that alpi nigle? Rebbe Eliezer Omer shiva elu sheva yimei bereishis. Shmoina elu ches yimei mila. That it's either talking about the shiva yimei bereishis or the yimei mila. Rebbe Shua Omer shiva elu sheva yimei pesach. Shmoina elu shmoina yimei chanukah. When you say Shechianu. What's missing here? What's missing, of course, is Rosh Hashanah. Menachem quips Yom HaTzmut. Okay. So, no one here disagrees with you. For sure not Eitan. But then in such a case, the Gemara says that, yeah, what I say? I said, I'm sorry, I meant Chag HaSukkos. Thank you. El Shmoni Mei Chag is Chag HaSukkos. But there's no mention of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ukishu Omer v'gam l'rab v'ukishu Omer v'gam l'rabos atzeres v'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. It's coming to include even Shavuos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. My loveless man, loy lebracha. No, it's coming to tell us in regards to a bracha. What's bracha? Rashi explains that you say Mikadesh Yisrael v. Hazmanim. Hachinam istar. This agdaich l'zman. Zman kol shiva miika. Do we have zman all 7 days? You only make zman on the first day of Pesach. On the first day of Sukkot. Halo kasha, says the Gemara. The ilam avarach inna avarach l'machri yom achre. Could refer to the 8 days of Pesach and the 8 days of Sukkot and the 7 days of Pesach. Because if you didn't make it for whatever reason on the first day, you can do a second or a third or fourth, etc. Mikol Mokom asks the Gemara, being on kois. You put a big period before Mikol Mokom. Mikol Mokom, nevertheless, on Yom Kippur, how can you say Zman? Even if you're going to say that's included in this Kabbalistic pasuk in Koheles, ten chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmeina, at the end of the day, fine, there's a remnant to it for Yom Kippur, but how do we know? How could it be? Not how do we know. Now we know, but how could it be that you could do it at the end of the day? What's missing? What's missing is a kais, right? And you can't be drinking on Yom Kippur. Let me say later, Rav Nachman, Domer Rav Nachman, Zman Oimre Afilu Bishuk. You could say Zman, even the Shuk. By the way, the Gemara Patzim is way, for every reason. If somebody is a soldier protecting our holy land of Eretz Yisrael, and for whatever reason he doesn't have wine with him, he's being osek in another very, very important mitzvah. So then, in such a case, he can make a bracha shechiyonu v'kimonu v'kiyonu l'zman hazeh to be mekayim the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, or to be thankful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yom Tov. So and that's halacha. So bottom line is, maybe he will say, he could say it b'shul kol akasha the ikle leikos. Gemara says, you're right. The truth is, if you don't have a kois, you can. But now we want to know what happens if he does have a kois. So on Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, he should do it lechatchila on a kois. Here's a makar that lechatchila he should say shechianu on a kois, which might be vamevin yavin, a reason for the women not to follow. By the way, what women should do is follow their ancient custom. But the poskim are done, where it's better for a woman to make shechianu when she lights candles, or is it better for her to hear her husband when he says it in Kiddush? So this might be a slight raya that ideally it's supposed to be done ala kais. Remember, Erevin Mem Amabez. So hechiyavid. So lichat chilat should be done ala kais. So on Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, that's fine. But what should they do on Yom Kippur? Ima varech leiv shasile. How can they make a bracha and drink it? Kiman damer zman. Once he makes the bracha, he's mekabel himself Yom Kippur. Do Amar Le Rabbi Yirmi Barbel LeRav Mi Badalta. Did you separate yourself from Malacha on Shabbos on a cloudy day where he wasn't able to see where the sun was? Vamle Im Bedona Livrach Alev Lanche Mevarich Tzarich Shiyitam. But to make Kiddush, you also need to be able to drink. Says period. So that's the issue when it comes to Yom HaKippur. If you're doing on the kais, then you don't also have to drink. Give it to a kid. We don't pass like Ravacha that gives that suggestion. Because what might happen is the adults might end up drinking it as well. My have Allah. What's going to be in regards to this shaila on zman? Do you make zman on Rosh Hashanah or and Yom Kippur? Shadru Rabbanan le Rav Yemar Saba Kamed Rav Chizda. The Rabbanan sent the old Rav Yemar. Old by us is a good thing. Not like in America where they worship youth. Here we respect age. So they say they sent Rav Yemar Saba to Rav Chizda b'mali yoma derei shasa. But on the evening of Rosh Hashanah, shasa is a year. B'mali yoma derei shasa. Amrule, they said to him zil chazi hey chiyavidova. See what Rav Chizda does. So he came emelon ki chazia went to emelon, and we want to know what he does. Period. Ki chazia when Rav Chizda saw him. Amrle, he said, Dalve l'ratve rafsele biduchte. He says, when someone pulls out a tree, there's a reason for them to pull it out. Rashi says that Rav Chizda knew right away that there's something that he's there to watch. He just wasn't sure what it was. But he says, I know that Rav Yemar is watching me. Isle kasa dechamra, they brought him a cup of wine. Kaddish v'amr zman. And so on the night of Rosh Hashanah, he made kiddush with zman. V'ilchasa. Omer zman b'roshon b'yom ha-kippurim ve'elchas zman oimer afilu b'shuk. And the halacha is that you even make the bracha of zman in the shuk as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the pshat in Daf Mem. Yoni asked a very nice question I want to share with the olam al regal achas. We're doing it without spending time. Usually when I record on my own, I spend more time before I say anything. But now Bepilpul Chaverim, some of my dearest friends are right here. So with Pilpul Chaverim, let me just tell you what Yoni's question was. Yoni asked that on the top of the Gemara, on Mem Amid Aleph, the Gemara describes that there was a lifsa that Rava said that was brought by a guy that you're allowed to use it, he says, because it was cut off yesterday. The Gemara asks, but what about the fact that it came from outside of the Tchum? So the Gemara says that since it was cut off, for a Gentile, certainly it was permissible from outside of the Tchum. Yoni asked if it was cut off by a Gentile, so then at the end of the day, why did Rav have to say, Vaday me'etmol nakra? Even if it was cut off today, on behalf of a Gentile, so then in such a case it would still be mutter, because it's cut off for a goy. Now Yoni's point, we now see, is in Tosos. Tosos says that if it was just cut off on behalf of a goy, then the halacha is that it would be mutter. However, it's not a shaila that it was cut off on Shabbos for a Jew, then it would be mutter. However, the shaila over here, Tosis in his Hava Aminu learn like Yoni, and Tosis says, but because he can't learn that way, because then Rava should immediately have said that it was cut off on behalf of a guy, it must be that the first shaila that Rava was dealing with was the shaila of Muktzah, as spelled out in the beginning of Tosis Dibur HaMaschil, Havadai.